Rory, they don't come as big as Shamrock Rovers. League Champions here tomorrow night at Brandywell. Your thoughts on the game?
Aye, it's a mouth-watering game. As you say, the league champions coming off the back of a couple of big ones as well. So we know how tough the game's going to be. And I think we're ready and we're looking forward to it.
Of course, Stephen Bradley spoke last week after their win at Sligo that they're not out yet. You know, there's 6-7 games to go and they're still in the hunt.
Aye, well, I mean, I think people are getting sick of listening to me, but at this stage of the season, but we did predict it, that they weren't going anywhere, and it proved to be the case. And it just shows when you stick a few results together in this league, you can gain ground very, very quickly, and they've done that. But we're at home in front of our own supporters. We know how hostile and difficult this place can be when everyone's up and at it. And we need everyone on the ground tomorrow bringing their vocal cards and getting right behind the team, because we're a more powerful team when that happens.
Of course, you'll be thinking the same as you. Come along, go full pelt. I know they have had a bit of form. They'll be hoping to maybe sneak the 3 points here and get right on hot on your tail. Get a point behind.
No, that's of course that'll be their aim. Our aim will be to try and widen the gap. So everyone has their own agendas. We know what ours is, and that's all we can control. And as I said, I think we'll be well prepared and ready to go.
Of course, you'll be looking for performances you had last week. You know, we were outstanding here to Brandywell last week. You're hoping for the boy to come out in the same frame of mind and take it to them.
Well, we've been in good form here this year, and if we can replicate a lot of our home performances, then we give ourselves a good chance. And but we need to be smart in how we go about it, because they've got outstanding individual talent. So listen, we've a plan that we want to go with, and hopefully our lads can perform to the same level as they done last week, and if they do that, it gives us a chance.
Of course, it's good to get Patrick McElhinney again back on our few minutes on the legs last week as well, Rory. You'll be hoping that you can maybe get 90 out of him very shortly.
Aye, well, Patrick's an outstanding footballer, without doubt, and one of the top, if not the top players in the country, and it's great to have him back involved. He's been training for quite a long time, but it's just building his minutes up now, and he's such an influence on the team, both when he plays and when he's supporting his teammates. And hopefully we can have him on the pitch a lot between now and the end of the season, because he makes such a difference to us.
What does the team use tomorrow night? Is there any fresh injuries?
No, well, obviously we're aware Dummigan's had an operation. He'll miss the remainder of the season. Daniel Kelly's had a knee operation. He'll miss the remainder of the season. Ben Doherty's very, very much touch and go. So we'll see on Friday night where that one lies. But I think the squad, bar that, will remain the same.
Thank you, Roy.